Part B, okay. So Hamal v'mos almenas shekol melacha. So now we go turn to Sif Chav Gimel. Hamal v'mos almenas shekol melacha shetavu liyadu yitin lo'osam avalas osaser. So if you lend money and you put conditions on it that all the but when any work that you need to do yitin osam avalas, you'll give it to the malva. So the malva says to the lover, here's money, but any business that you have to do over the next, you know, while you're owning the money, you're going to come to me for any work you need to do. So I expect to see you at my hardware store. I expect to see you at my mechanic, at my garage. I expect that that's where you're going to take your business over the next coming time. So yitin oslam avala sosa aser. So to do that, that would be aser, because you're getting more back than you gave. So I'll do the Ramah first. So the Ramah then continues on and says, "Vilmanda amar tovas hana havi mamon mikriyir biskatzutza." So what does tovas hana mean? Tovas hana, familiar with tovas hana?
Yeah, the option.
The hana that you have in terms of deciding who you get to give to.
Right.
So a person who has truma, so it's considered that he has tovas hana when he can decide which coin that he's going to give you. So this Ramah comments, Ulman Damar Tovas Hana Havi Mamon Mikri Ribis Katsutza. That the one who gets to choose, that's considered Mamon, so this is considered Ribis Katsutza then. So what is that? So I have trouble with this, because wait a second, who's getting the Tovas Hana here? Tovas Hana is the guy who's choosing which business he's going to go to, right? So what does it matter that he's getting benefit? I assume what it means is that he's giving up his Tovas Hana. So the Tovas Hana is a specific value, or Tovas Hana is just called Tovas Hana. I mean, we're calling it Ribas Katsutza. Ribas Katsutza means it's a definite amount.
That's according, the guy that says it's Mamon.
So we're going to say that not only is it Mamon, but it's a definite amount of Mamon. That's what it seems to be, right? Or it's something of value, a specific value that you're giving up. So therefore, because you're giving that up, so therefore that would be considered Ribas Katsutza. That was the condition from the beginning. Even if they didn't make that condition from the beginning, if you don't normally do this type of work, if you don't normally go to that person's garage, or you don't normally go to that hardware store, so then it would be aser. I mean, to frequent a person who happens to be your malva, because perhaps, you know, the same halachas that we had before, right? Doing a chesed for a person who you don't normally do chesedim for, and just because he happens to be your malva, so that's going to be problematic. So v'chein kol tovasana, all this tovasana, aval im kol echad machzik tova l'chaveru l'pamim halova l'malva pamim l'hefech shari. But I think machzik tova is just like saying thank you, like we give a yeshakov each way. So yeshakov go each way, so that should be okay. I'm not sure why this is mentioned here and not mentioned 10 sifim earlier when this came up the first time. Fine. But the Shach here comments, Amanas Shekol Melacha. Yeah, Lamed Zayin. So Amavamos Amanas Shekol Melacha. So, Kolomar, what does that mean? Shamalva hu bal Melacha. Valova ain't bal Melacha. It means the Malva is the one with the work, and the Lova doesn't have the work. Right? Elish no same is a bal Melacha. He gives to somebody in Sarachlush, whatever he needs, right? He goes find somebody to do. That it's prohibited to lend him money on condition that any work that he needs done is going to go to the Baal Malacha, Yishanin Lamalve. Any work that he would normally give to Baal Malacha, he's now going to give to the Malve. Baal Malacha, Behu Malve lo Amanashi Yasa lo Malacha. But if the Lova is the Baal Malacha, who malvilo, and he lends him money on condition sheyeso lo malacha bezol, that he'll be doing the work for cheap for him, pshita dahavi ribis katsutza. That for sure would be ribis katsutza. So giving out any type of benefits like that, so that's going to be problematic, certainly if you decide what it's going to be ahead of time. I don't think there's any more kiddushin here, but there is an interesting...
But he said almanas.
Yeah.
Suppose it's almanas. Somebody who's a...
Suppose it's not almanas?
Yeah, right. Somebody who's a very successful...
So that's probably the Ravonim.
...car mechanic.
Right.
Right, and he lends you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lends you money, and you have problems with your car. Somebody has to fix your car.
Right.
Somebody has to do it.
So that depends if you used to do it before. So if you always went to Sally, and now you decide to go to this guy, so then it's a problem.
Suppose you... Okay. But suppose you never always went to somebody. occasionally went to this one, sometimes went to that one.
Right. So I think if it would be if it would be unusual for you to go there, it's a problem. If it's not unusual, so then it's not a problem. Right. And I think we had and this came up before when we talked about like the shalach manos is the classic case. You give are you allowed to give shalach manos to your malva? Right. So Reisman said this is the shalach we always heard around yeshiva because you never gave the guy shalach manos before. It seems like it's a problem.
Right.
But why are you giving shalach manos now? So you're giving shalach manos now because he lent you money? Or are you giving shalach manos now because now you're friends? Right? So that's a but the way it's during the time of the loan, right. while the loan is out there, if it's something you've never done before, it seems like from Shulchan Aruch you should avoid doing anything that you wouldn't have done before.
But the Shalach Manos thing could be a little bit weird because especially if you're a family that gives out 30, 35, 40 boxes of Shalach Manos,
right,
and you borrow from Mr. X. It's going to seem weird. I'm giving to all these people, some of whom I have really very little connection with, and all of a sudden now I have a shaychus with X. I have a shaychus with now,
right.
And I'm not going to give it to him. That's going to feel strange.
Right. So Shulchan Aruch specifically talks about Rivas, talks about Shalach Manos, and it seems like it's a problem. Of course, I'm not sure in the Shalach Manos people in the Shulchan Aruch's time, people were making 50 Shalach Manos and giving out tchotchkes to all over the place, right? Yeah, I hear the kashuk. You know, could be giving out Shalach Manos now. It doesn't have the same status of reis that it once did. There is a little note here at the end of the shach where it says Ein ba'orach chaim simen kuf ayin sif yud gimel amidin bava achol imi. So I meant to bring that.
Yeah, it used to be before people started giving the whole list that you could identify. I think even our show you could identify the people that you wanted to send to.
Right.
Yeah. The question is that you could just check them off.
Yeah, okay, that's for the show list, but I can remember.
That's right. If you borrow money from somebody, can you now check them off on the show list?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I can remember making 40 bags of things around the dining room table, putting, put an orange in it,
Okay, so the Shach is making reference to a ribbis concern in Orach Chaim. What are we talking about in Orach Chaim? So there is this Simon Kuf Ayin. There's a couple of Orach Chaim sugyas that's like all of a sudden these Musar or non Orach Chaim things that stuck in. So this one is Simon Kuf Ayin. Divrei Musar Sheinayig Adam Besuda. Things, Musar about what a person should be careful about during a meal. There's another one like after the last halach and Hilchus Shachris, it says halachas of going to work. So it's like all chush and mishpat could then be found in that little section there. So there's like the two things in Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham has a very lengthy piece there where he touches on all these different types of things. So this is another one of these simanim where you could put a lot of things in. So there is this line here, Simon Kufayin Sif Yud Gimel, Hanichnas Labayis Lo Yomar Tenuli Lecho. When you go into someone's house, you shouldn't say, give me something to eat. Ach Yomruhim, until they say, would you like something to eat? Okay, that's reasonable, right? They should offer before you ask. Lo Yomar, says the Rama. Lo Yomar Adam Lechavero Bova Echolimi Masha Chaltani. A person should not say to their friend, give me to eat that which, come and eat with me Masha Chaltani, that which I ate from you. Dahave, why? Don't say that. Dahave Kaparea Lechova, because it looks like you're paying back your debt. Veneriki Ilu Hilvelo, and it's like he lent it to you. You're concerned that he's going to eat more than you ate when at his house. And then you're going to have a concern about ribis. This, of course, brought back the famous memories of the famous Seinfeld episode where Jerry had to take Banyan out for dinner because Banyan had given him a suit. And then he decided to only have soup. He said, I'm only having soup. I'll have the dinner another time. Like, no, it's one dinner. That's it. So that was what I was reminded of by this Rama. So Aval Mutta, but you are permitted to say Lomar Lo Bev Echoli Mi Vecholi Mach. Come eat with me, and then I'll eat with you another time. Right, that would be okay. Umutu Lechli Mo Achar Kachafil Vesudu Yosu Gedolin. You can even eat later a bigger meal. The problem is when you make it seem like I'm explicitly paying you back. So that's then a problem. So if you take someone out for lunch and the other person, you say, okay, next time, I'll cover it this time. Next time, you'll cover it. It sounds like it should be. Sounds like it would be a problem then. Anyways, that's the near shulchan.
So you can do it.
So he's saying you can do it as long as it doesn't. Oh, I might want wasn't here. As long as it doesn't seem like it's a loan. I mean, the only thing that the Ramah says is a problem is when you say the come eat by me because I owe you.
Yeah.
Right? That's a problem. Yeah. But
so you come and eat, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right, come and eat, that's okay. But when you make an explicit connection to the previous one, I owe you, that's a problem. So now I'm just wondering about those like lunch scenarios. You know, last time I paid, this time you'll pay. Mm. So how does that fit into this?
I'm not sure. Walking to somebody's house.
Hmm?
Nobody walking to somebody's house.
Yes, I think Mr. Brewer here someplace makes a comment that doesn't apply to Orchim. But it does apply to people.
Friends?
No, or like a guest. A person's a guest, so okay, he's a guest. Right? You don't have to worry about that.
But if your friends are walking to somebody's house and they say, give me something to eat, why not?
Well, don't say,
who remembers what you gave a friend to eat? I have no idea what my friends eat in my house. Not a clue.
I think when you have someone over for lunch, that's what you call orchid. That's a person coming as a guest. I think he's talking about people go out for lunch. So this time I'll pay, this time you'll pay. I think that
so
that's
you're not supposed to ask him for food until he offers because it looks like you're...
Well, that's the Musar piece. Shulchan Aruch says that's not appropriate. Okay. That's just not a nice thing to do. Walk in someone's house and say, feed me. But the Ramah comment is, by the way, this line, be careful, don't say come for food because I have to pay you back for what you fed me last time. That's a problematic line. And then I'm just wondering where that extends to. The Piskechu doesn't comment about this. I didn't see too many comments about this, but just something to keep in the back of your head. There is here the first. So that's it. So Adkan Sivan Kufsanach. We can do Kufsanach Aleph in the Shulchan. The first Sif is some stuff that we've covered already as well. Kol Davar Asur Lulavos B'Tosefes V'Afilu B'Pachus Mishaver Pruta Yesh Isser Ribis. That anything that you lend, anything that you borrow, B'Tosefes, and you add onto. Even if it's less than a shomer pruta, yesh es ribis. Then there's a problem of ribis. Aval ein mutzin oso b'dayanim. But if it's less, if their interest is less than a ribis, the dayanim are less than a pruta, right? Then a beis din is not going to extract it from you. So the question is, why aren't they going to extract it from you? So there's the Chelkos Binyamin here quotes a few possibilities. He says number one. I think he quotes from the Taz here makes the comment. Yeah, the basin doesn't function when it's less than a shavar pruta. So that's possibility number one. Another possibility is v'yeshu perishu d'pachus shavar pruta lo chashiva mamla. It's not considered money, right? Kedei shetachol ala chovas hashava, which has a requirement of hashava, and there's one other one, Shavar Pruta, Rabbi Ma'atin Le Midrasha Din Hidilin Yusuf, that it's less than a Shavar Pruta, so it's excluded from the drasha of having to return it. Right? So he points out there's an afkamina between them. According to the last two reasons, where it either, there's no din of a Shava, there's no mitzvah of a Shava, they're really saying the same thing. With regards to the mitzvah of a Shava, with regards to... I'm not sure what the difference is, but if it's an idea that it's not something worth returning, or it's not something that the Torah imposes a responsibility to return on, so that means that there's really no mitzvah to return it. If it's, Beis Din doesn't go after things that are less than a Shavar Pruta, so then that means that you really have a mitzvah to return it, it's just Beis Din's not going to bother with making you do it. Right, so that's enough for me. After, but anyways, Ribis even applies if it's less than a Shavar Pruta. And then the Ramah comments here, Klala Deribis, Kol Shehu Agar Natar Aser. Anytime that there is a reward for waiting, that's going to be Aser. That's the problem. Anytime that you will get a reward because you're waiting to get your stuff, therefore you'll get more value, or you'll get more money, so then that's going to be Aser. Bein shu derech mekach, bein shu derech halva, whether it's a sale or whether it's halva, el shal b'derech mekach, einu rak avak ribis shehu midurabanim. But just keep in mind, if it's a mecher issue, it's only going to be ribis durabanim. So that is helpful with regards to many things. If it's in a merchant environment, so then it's going to be ribis durabanim, but not always. I mean, not everything, that's what it has to do with merchandise being held up. So paying an early bird discount, early bird discount, not necessarily the best example, but a pre-order price or something like that. But Rabbi Reisman has a, I think we talked about this already, that when you have a gas station, there's like a cash and credit prices. Mm-hmm. So the cash price is probably, paying the credit price is probably Ribbis Daraisa, he suggested. So you're really loaning the money, even though it's an, I think he held it. I'm not sure. We'll review that for next case, next week.
We usually do that because the credit,
yes, but down. As he points out, he says, but it's more. The difference is more than they have. Now, yes, it's true. We have it on our shul website. So I would say two things. Then number one is the shul might be exempt. I think it's really only a sort of bun now that I think of through it more. Beyond that, the shul also, the way it's structured on the thing is that would you? It's optional, and it's kind of a donation to help cover our credit card expenses. So it's recognized as a donation; it's not required. So therefore, I think that is it's mutter for those reasons.
So one of the day schools used to give people a discount.
No, everyone they still
pay full tuition, but that penalizes the people who have to pay with post. Well, I don't think, because I think now you pay. You still get a discount if you pay your full tuition in the first.
Torah Academy, whatever you pay above 15,000 or something, or if you pay 15 grand or more or something like that before now, they'll give you 2% off, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
Paying up front,
So whatever you pay, you'll get a discount. You'll get discounted from. Right, they'll do that. So why is that okay? So they'll get to that later on. That is discussed in the book.